This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Families of hostages being held in Gaza protested outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office in Jerusalem on Sunday, urging him to accept a deal being advanced by U.S. President Joe Biden. An aide to Netanyahu confirmed on Sunday Israel had accepted Biden's framework deal for winding down the Gaza war, though he described it as flawed and as need of much work. Biden on Friday aired what he described as a three-phase plan submitted by the Netanyahu government to end the war. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's chief foreign policy advisor said on Sunday Israel has accepted the outline of U.S. President Joe Biden's ceasefire deal. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has the story.
Israel's defense minister Yoav Gallant said on Sunday that Israel would not accept Hamas continuing to rule Gaza at any stage during the process to wind down the war, and that it was examining alternatives to the Islamist group. White House National Security spokesperson John Kirby told ABC News Sunday that if Hamas agrees to the deal to end the Gaza war, the U.S. expects Israel to also accept the plan.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen, Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's unscheduled appearance at Asia's biggest security conference dominated proceedings on Sunday after China's defense chief slammed separatists in Taiwan, drawing a sharp response from the government in Taipei. Zelensky addressed a forum in Singapore asking for support in participation at a summit in Switzerland later this month